the state unemployment numbers that came out last week was great news for the state. I mean, that was significant progress. It's a herky-jerky economy, but those numbers were really, really good news. And it's about jobs, and that's our number one issue. If we have a number two issue, it's going to be about education.
The governor proposed the Master Teacher Program in his State of the State address in January. SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher says it will provide $15,000 each year for 4 years to math and science teachers who mentor new and aspiring teachers.
A $60,000 investment in our best teachers who will make a commitment to really be leaders in the field, and in this case, to help novice teachers in their first few years of teaching, and teachers who are learning to teach the pre-service students in our universities be better, and particularly in the STEM fields. And I think master teacher is a concept that we can roll forward. We're really focusing today on the STEM fields, but we know that the core, the common core, is coming, and it's about English language arts, about math, and about science. So these master teachers will eventually help us across a number of fields.
Cuomo's program is modeled after New York City's Math for America initiative. It rolls out this fall in the Mid-Hudson Valley, Central New York, the North Country, and Western New York, and plans call for a statewide launch in 2014. Billy Easton, Executive Director of Alliance for Quality Education, believes that while Common Core is a good idea in terms of raising standards and the quality of the curriculum, he sees lots of problems with how it's being implemented.
There's far too much emphasis on testing. We should put a moratorium on the high-stakes consequences associated with these tests. There has not been nearly enough focus on training parents, teachers, and students about what the Common Core is, what the purposes are. It's in a rush to implementation, and we really should take a step back and do it right, because essentially we're creating a backlash against it by the way we're doing it.
Chancellor Zimpher says the message is clear. Teachers want to be recognized for excellence.
And so we're going to use the content of Math for America, math and science, to be the curriculum for these master teachers. And SUNY faculty will actually help develop the curriculum so that a master teacher can be a mentor teacher to beginning teachers and teachers in the pre-service pipeline. So selection is key. You know, how are we going to determine that we're really getting the best teachers? So we've created a number of hurdles that we think will prove that they present to us their teaching portfolio, the gains they've made with their classrooms. So selection is key. Then not every great teacher is really ready to be a mentor teacher, so we really need to give teachers the professional development they need so that they know how to help beginning teachers. And these mentor teachers, these master teachers, will then help further design the professional development for the beginning teachers.
Billy Easton agrees that master teacher programs are a proven, effective strategy.
We have to see how this program works, how it's actually rolled out. There's been some emphasis on this as sort of a competition between teachers, which is not an effective idea. But the idea of mentoring and the research on that is strong. And it's something that, if it worked well, should be done on a much larger scale.
Applications will be available in July. The first round of master teachers will be announced in September. SUNY New Paltz, SUNY Plattsburgh, Buffalo State, and SUNY Cortland will host the first four groups of master teachers. The program will be administered through SUNY System Administration and be fully funded through the governor's office. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.